Today, our Hidden Kitchen series takes us to the remote and rugged world of Basque sheep herders in the American West. They cook outdoors in Dutch ovens buried below the ground. The Kitchen Sisters, producers Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, call their story The Sheep Herder's Ball.
I'm John Esquaga, John Esquaga's Nugget Casino in Sparks, Nevada. We've been there 48 years. I'm a Basque, if you know where the Basque people are, from the Pyrenees. My dad was a sheep herder when he first came over, about 1900. There's a great number of Basque sheep herders in Idaho, Nevada, California, Montana, New Mexico. In fact, on the ranch where I live, I still have 75 sheep. I just want to keep my heritage going. We have a Basque restaurant at the Nugget, Orozco. That's my dad's hometown in the Basque country.
What about baking that great Basque bread?
Sure, Dutch oven. Dutch oven. If you didn't know how to make bread being a sheep herder, I don't think you'd survive. Our government had a program bringing a lot of the sheep herders over from the Basque country. They were in dire need of sheep herders because nobody wanted to herd sheep in America. That's a lonely job.
My name is Francisco Lasarte.
My name is Joaquin Lasarte.
Basque
sheep herder.
You lonely. You by yourself, 2,000 sheep and 2 dogs. 3 years, you stay there. No vacation, no day off, no holidays. You stay 24 hours close to the sheep.
We make $7 a day. They pay you only once a year.
You cook outside, mostly under the ground. You make fire. You have a Dutch oven. You can cook bread. 90% times it's lamb.
You say Basque to a Westerner and they think shepherd. In Basque country, very few people are shepherds. I'm Mark Kurlansky. I wrote a book called The Basque History of the World. Basques would go out in Western America and for the first time in their life have this huge flock of sheep over a huge expanse of land. Nobody has huge expanses of land in European Basque country.
In 1964,
came to the United States. I have a horrible life in Spain in that time because Franco, you cannot go anywhere, you cannot say anything. Only way you can came to the United States, working sheep herders. Hundreds of people like that in that time in the Franco power.
They would have a sponsor that would get them over here. They were told, go to Noriega Hotel in Bakersfield. My name is Linda Elizalde McCoy. The guys would come in off the train from Ellis Island, make their way to the West Coast. My grandmother would see to it that they were fed, and then their boss would pick them up.
I'm Bernadette Irigoyen, Noriega Hotel. I've been working here for 42 years. I have 3 brothers. They were sheep herders, and then I came to cook. Just guys, no women. I make stew and flan, blow sausage, paella, family style. A lot of Bascos.
Basque sheep herders who were seasonally laid off would spend months in a Basque hotel. The hotels took the old world Basque cuisine, things that were festive food in the Basque country, and they made it standard fare. Beef, chicken dishes, coffee. By the time the herders got down to town, he had all the lamb he'd wanted to eat for a while. William Douglas, the Center for Basque Studies, University of Nevada, Reno.
You count your sheep and you give the water. The worst part, I think, it's in the alfalfa. Because if you not take care of them, the alfalfa, a lot of sheep blow.
What do you mean they blow?
They blow. They eat. They never stop it on the gas. They blow it out. You can do huge damages.
It was very hard. 18-year-old kid who's been ripped up out of his community in Europe, and all of a sudden he's in a foreign land with a foreign language, and he's up on top of a mountain with a bunch of sheep. Amongst Basque, there's a whole vocabulary of madness. The sheep herder who goes over the edge, who becomes sagebrushed or sheeped.
It's called the Irinsi. It's a kind of a war whoop. You know, these people didn't have cell phones, and they would call from one area to another to get someone's attention.
You are listening to the Basque Hour, KBOI in Boise, Idaho, every Sunday at this hour.
My name is Rosita Alegria Artis. My mother was Espy Alegria. She had a Basque radio program that went out to the sheep herders, the voice of the Basque. They listened in their sheep camps. They had little transistors. She wished them happy birthdays, gave them the soccer scores in Basque. During the Franco years, he did suppress the language. The only place you could use it was at home in secret. She'd translate for them. If they had a problem with immigration, she did for them. They never paid her, but occasionally they would give her a lamb. We would throw it on the kitchen table and cut it up and freeze it.
The sheep herders, they organized barbecue and dance and everything. Big day for us.
I have a lot of pictures of Mom dancing at the Basque sheep herders' ball. The men wore Levi's and the women wore house dresses. An accordion, a tambourine, and somebody would play the spoons. They auctioned off a lamb. They had chorizos, Basque sausage. They have a sandwich, pork tenderloin and pimentos, hard crust bread.
I still have some memories, some good ones and some bad ones. Maybe I can sing with those two guys. Sheeper song.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters and mixed by Jim McKee. You can find photographs of the Sheep Herders Ball, recipes for Basque bread and lamb, and Hidden Kitchens podcasts at npr.org.